B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Out of St. Petersburg, Florida, a homeless man somehow got into Al Lang Stadium and lived in a luxury suite for nearly 2 weeks. I believe this is their soccer stadium. So this is from last week. Daniel Alberta Naja was arrested after a cleaning crew entered the room where he was staying and found razors, open shaving cream containers, and blankets.
Yes, may I help you?
The police spokesperson, Yolanda Fernandez,
said
that the...
Yolanda!
Yes, Yolanda said that the cleaning crew had not been in the room for some time because the space was supposed to be empty and cleaning activity was limited due to COVID-19. Stadium security reviewed surveillance video and found that Nija had been entering the merchandise store and food area, and he was wearing the team clothing. Rowdies is the name of the team.
So he was all set up.
Yeah, he was eating.
If you were living in a stadium like that, wouldn't you go, I'm going to the bathroom now?
He was wearing the merchandise, and he was eating the food that he had found. Surveillance footage showed that he had been in the facility since July 26.
It's amazing he went all that time without security noticing this.
Officers do not know how he entered the stadium, but suspect that he was able to blend in with the cleaning crew. Yolanda said the value of the clothing he took was about $1,000, and he also consumed $250 in drinks. Naja was arrested on charges of burglary and resisting an officer without violence. A missing piece of Lego has dropped out of a child's nose 2 years after he shoved it up in there.
Oh, my God.
7-year-old Samira Anwar in South New Zealand inserted a tiny piece of Lego up his nose in 2018. Samir's father and his wife became alarmed when their son told them that they had lost a piece of Lego up his nose and they couldn't find it. The concerned parents took their son to the doctor, who was also unable to find or remove it. The doctor advised him the piece would move through their son's digestive tract if it had been there in the first place. With Samir showing no signs of pain or distress, his parents soon forgot about the ordeal. Since then, he's never complained or anything, his dad said.
So there was no symptom or anything to indicate that was up there.
He said it was quite playful and a mischievous character. Amar believes that the piece was part of a Lego character's arm. Then last night, the unbelievable happened, Amar said. A plate of pink cupcakes prompted his son to lean down and take a great big sniff of them, and immediately his nose began to hurt. Thinking he had sniffed up some cake crumbs, his mother helped him blow his nose, hoping to thoroughly clear the nostrils, but instead of pink cake crumbs, out dropped a tiny piece of black Lego covered in fungus.
Oh, well, you can throw those cupcakes out.
They said the Lego piece looks a bit gross, but that's how it is.
Imagine if he sneezed and like a little hand was sticking out of his nose.
Samir, who remains a fan of the colorful plastic bricks, appeared delighted with the reunited piece. It was not the first time that he had put something up his nose before. When he was 3, he pushed an imitation pearl up his nostril. But in that instance, his father was able to retrieve it.
Were you one of those kids?
I was not a nose shover, no.
No, neither was I.
Definitely not.
I was more rectum stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
just the butt.
Yeah. Matchbox up the ass.
A boy was taken to a hospital with non-critical injuries after falling down a chimney atop a school building in East Central Minnesota.
Jeez.
The incident happened just after midnight at a middle school. There, a 14-year-old boy and his 2 friends climbed the chimney before the 14-year-old fell approximately 50 feet.
50 feet?
Yeah, inside the chimney. 3 police officers responded to the school, including 2 school resource officers. With the boy trapped in the chimney, the officers were able to rescue him through a maintenance hatch. The team was transported to the hospital with unknown injuries, though police say his injuries were not life-threatening. He got lucky. A key to the rescue was the resource officer, who was quickly able to access the interior of the building and had intimate knowledge of the school, so they got him.
What's at the base of that fall?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't the furnace, so thankfully. This is wild. A fisherman died in a freak accident after a 40-pound mackerel launched itself into his boat and hit him in the chest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the 56-year-old was fishing with family and friends When the tragedy struck, the group proceeded to make its way to Cullen Bay. This is in Australia, by the way.
Of course!
With the man still breathing, where they met up with police and paramedics who administered CPR.
The big fish killed him.
Despite their efforts, the man tragically passed away at the scene.
So it must have hit him just right.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when someone gets hit in the chest with like a hard bowl or something.
Yeah. A local fisherman, James Crane, said that it was about a 40-pound mackerel, so it would have been a big fish that speared right into this guy and caused major blunt force trauma.
Wow.
They said it appears to be a freak accident, which is hugely distressing to the people in the boat and other family and friends of the man. So, wow, it's pretty wild. All right, and then one last story, and we will wrap it up. Let's end with this one. It was a whodunit when a stash of beer and gum from the 1980s was discovered behind the walls of the mystery section at a Washington library.
Beer and gum?
Yeah. Due to the outbreak of COVID-19, the Walla Walla Police, the Walla Walla Public Library has been closed to the public since March and has since taken time to do some renovations, according to the director, Aaron Wells. He said during the demolition 3 weeks ago, five full cans of Ham's beer and an open pack of Godzilla Heads gum was found in a disintegrated paper bag.
And then Andy told me about something else he had hidden.
Luis Cuellar had found the odd treasure when he removed the 7-foot-tall corner panel on some open-top shelving believed to be original to the 1970s building.
Wow.
And with some of the packaging clues, such as a missing warning label required on all beer after the late 1980s, library staff calculated that the hidden stash had to have been there for at least 30 years.
I'd love to hear the story on that. Who thought they had to hide it and what the purpose was?
Yeah, Wells said it looked like
gum and beer.
Wells said it looked like somebody had just stashed it there, maybe thought they could get it later, but there was no way to get it out.
Somebody had some sort of deathbed confession. Son, I want you to know something. I've drawn a map.
There were probably 6 beers that they bought, and there was only 5 that we found, so might not have been thinking straight when they did it.
I don't have much to leave you, but I can leave you beer and gum.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The Gotthard Pass in the Swiss Alps is a picturesque part of the world, but it was snapped out of its peaceful slumber by an unfortunate and particularly expensive motor vehicle accident. How expensive, you may ask? Well, the crash involved a motorhome, a Mercedes-Benz C-Class wagon, a Porsche 911 Cabriolet, and a Bugatti Chiron.
Oh, my God.
And on its own, a new Chiron is worth at least $3 million. The total damage amounted to 3.7 million francs, or over $4 million in this accident alone.
So what started? What set it in motion?
The report alleges that the motorhome, which was presumably slow-moving, was holding up traffic on the mountain pass. The Chiron, the Bugatti driver, had apparently was right at the back and tried to overtake all the cars at the same time that the Porsche did, which saw 2 cars collide. The Porsche then hit the Mercedes, and the Bugatti also hit the motorhome. Although the 911 received the worst damage, the Mercedes driver appears to have been the only one to sustain serious injuries and was later rushed to the hospital. Fortunately, no lives were lost in the accident, which could have been much worse considering the type of road that it was on.
Well, oddly enough, the Herbie the Love Bug replica did just fine.
Oh, good.
The Chiron sustained significant damage to the grill, front bumper, and hood. However, the 911 came off the worst, as much of its front end was destroyed. In the video shared on Instagram, both the Bugatti and the Porsche were shown with the front airbags having deployed. So it was a $4 million car crash.
My God. Oh, we're looking at the footage.
Yeah, it doesn't take much damage to cost you a lot of money when you're talking about supercars. Wow. A former Shippensburg University student filed a federal lawsuit against the school, claiming the administrators did nothing to assist her when she told them that she was being sexually harassed by her female supervisor, an assistant dean, who continually pressured the student to join her in group sex. The student says her repeated refusal to engage in the sexual activity led to her termination from her graduate studies program. The student claims in January of 2019, the assistant dean approached her, asking if she would engage in a menage a trois with her and a man. The student denied the request and soon after took her concerns to the dean of OPCDE. The lawsuit states that before she could cite any details, the dean told her that she did not want to hear about it. Following no action, the student says the sexual advances continued between 2 and 4 times a week, including showing her photographs and text messages of a sexual nature.
2 to 4 times a week?
That's what she said. Around April of that year, the student and supervisor went on a business trip to Philadelphia, where the student was shown more nude photos of her engaging in activities with various men. The lawsuit states when the student replied she did not want to see the photos, she was met with extreme disappointment and warned that she could be fired from her role as a director of testing if she did not respect, obey, and obey her boss, the assistant dean. Lawsuit claims the student again approached the dean to discuss the incidents during and after the trip, only for the dean to tell her that she did not want to hear it because the woman in question was her friend.
And okay.
Later that year in August, the student again joined her supervisor on a work-related conference, this time in New Orleans. The assistant dean asked for a room key to her room in case, quote, I want to visit in the middle of the night. After firmly telling her no, the woman confronted the student in front of other attendees at the conference by yelling and cursing that she would not have a job when she returned to the campus.
I'm trying to have a three-way with you.
Yeah, the assistant dean told everyone that she was no longer employed with the university. Again, the student went to the dean to tell her the events that happened on the trip, but the dean refused to hear her story. Eventually, it led to this lawsuit, which is taking place, but it goes on for a while after that. But
wow.
She was pushing real hard.
That's
for this
insane.
Yeah, and
when do you finally take no as an answer?
That's right. You would think pretty quickly. All right. Bay Area, this is in San Francisco, Bay Area Rapid Transit
took Tattletown
to Twitter to educate riders on airflow in their cars amid concerns about COVID-19 spread, but the controversial soon turned scatological. BART has, that's the Bay Area Rapid Transit.
That's right. It's also the sun on the Simpsons.
Has been hit hard by the pandemic. Yeah. Ridership saw an 89% drop compared to their budget projections. While this is largely due to residents working from home and not requiring a daily commute to the city, there are also concerns about the viral spread in the car. To address these fears, BART tweeted out schematic diagrams of the car and its filtration system.
Don't have a cow, man.
On Thursday.
Very topical, Tony.
Yeah, I know them all.
Claiming that
I do a hell of a church lady, too.
That air filtered more effectively than an office or grocery store. Now,
cowabunga.
Residents really wanted to know about what was a little more puerile. And somebody had tweeted saying, all we really want to know is how long will it take for the new system to filter out a fart out of the car. BART actually replied to the question and more. They said about 70 seconds, maybe longer if you laid a real monster of a fart or sharted yourself.
Well, that's a very comprehensive answer.
Exactly.
I give them credit for that.
You will, definitely. The agency had replied.
Crack the window so you can smell all the poop. I got the smell of a fart in the car. Open those windows so we can smell the piles of San Franciscan poop.
It's all over the streets.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks to BART.
Later tweets reassured riders that the much maligned wool cloths that were seen as germ havens are a thing of the past. That's what you used to sit on, the wool cloth. So apparently,
great wool.
Yeah, nice wool. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.